Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, take a little bit of a break. Talk a little NBA. David, what you got for us? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Pulsating rumors.
It is NBA trade deadline week. The deadline is 3 o'clock on Thursday, so I want to have a little few rumors here. But before we get to rumors, I do want to give Mike credit here because he mentioned this as a possibility, and it happened over the weekend. It is De'Aaron Fox being traded to the Spurs. Zach LaVine goes from the Bulls to the Kings in a multi-team deal. Your thoughts?
And the Sarah? Bulls get socks.
Correct.
For Christmas. The Bulls get the pooper scooper.
By the way, congratulations, Mike. I thought I heard you say that on the radio.
Well, thank you. I did say that. No, it's terrifying for the rest of the league. The idea of De'Aaron Fox, Wemby, pick and roll. And they didn't have to give up Castle.
And that's it right
here.
And they could be in the market for somebody else in the offseason.
And they will. And the Spurs are going to be a distinct problem. But whatever.
Like it's this great city to live in either.
How do the Bulls always get the short end of the stick in any of these deals?
I really think that the Bulls believe that Michael Jordan's coming out of retirement. At any moment, that statue is going to come alive and they'll be fine all over.
Yeah, the Bulls got Zach Collins, Trey Jones, Kevin Huerter, and their own first-round pick back from this season.
I mean, how do you sell that to your fans?
You don't.
You just can't.
No, here's what the Bulls need to do. I think it signals the Bulls are about to tear this thing down and do the Rico rebuild of the rebuild. Vujovic, gone. Kobe White, gone. You trade it's over. You just liquidate. Or you're the Bulls, and you'll sit there on the treadmill of mediocrity. David, go ahead.
So you go the full... Oh, full Thunder route?
They have to. Yes.
Sorry, David.
Let's move over to the Phoenix Suns here because there's a few things coming out
of
Phoenix.
Why are you avoiding the elephant in the room?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Let's get to the Phoenix Suns here because the Suns apparently are listening to deals for Kevin Durant. The Suns aren't currently planning to trade him, but they are hearing out pitches before Thursday's deadline.
Because the Suns are the latest victim of... The person that is Kevin Durant, he destroys teams. Okay? It's not like Kyrie destroyed teams, but he does. Because you think, oh my God, we have the missing piece. It worked in Golden State until it didn't, until Draymond called him out one day and hurt his feelings, and then he wanted out. And now he's been going from place to place saying, I'm still KD. Yes, you are, but that means nothing. Suns gave up the world to get him, and now they're realizing, man, I wish we had all of those pieces back, and we still may be good. Now, we got Kevin Durant on our tickets, and that's it.
What he said.
Well, the Suns are also apparently focused on Jimmy Butler, along with the Pelicans being interested in a Brandon Ingram for Jimmy Butler swap.
Why? Why? Butler will not trigger the player option to be stuck on the bayou with a helpless franchise.
No.
And Butler in Phoenix. You know what? Maybe they're in the business of collecting bleep holes. Maybe that's some form of new trading card.
I don't know where Butler wants
You've heard of Upper Deck and Fleer. May we introduce you to the bleep hole line?
David, I don't know if this qualifies as yours, but I also saw a rumor that he told Golden State, I'm not signing an extension. Butler. Not signing an extension with you if I go out there. Forget about it. So apparently he has a place he wants to go, and maybe it is Phoenix. Yeah. I don't know why, but once again, going back to this is how Kevin Durant ruins your franchise. Because even when you trade to get him out of there, you're still in debt.
And you mentioned the Warriors, and before I get to everything else that happened on Saturday night, let me get to the Warriors first because Shams Charania is reporting that the Warriors – have made trade calls on LeBron, Kevin Durant, Paul George, basically every all-star you can think of, including Giannis. The Warriors Can they get anyone?
Yes. My conspiracy, tinfoil style, LeBron's going to be a Warrior by the trade deadline. It makes no sense to do the Luka thing. It's redundant. It's silly. LeBron to the Warriors. And the Lakers can recharge their rebuild, get one signature piece for LeBron, like maybe a Kuminga or something, and that's it. And LeBron gets one last, and I know, they'll put Bronny in the sidecar, like the little side motorcycle thing. But the point is, LeBron wants to win.
I expect Bronny to be looking like Will Smith, like
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the last scene.
Where's Daddy?
Dad?
I don't know.
Dad? It'll be Kevin McAllister Christmas morning. Mom?
Or maybe it'll be that scene from Will Smith where he got angry at his father. And remember? And now
Why does he not love me?
Why doesn't he love me? What do I have to do?
Be a better player?
Well,
I don't know.
Let's get to it, because Saturday night, the Lakers played in New York. They played the Knicks. They beat the Knicks. And then a few hours later, they traded AD to Dallas for Luka Doncic. And there's a few layers coming out here of teams are upset that they weren't included or asked about in the deal. But then there's a kind of a small one here, because Utah was involved in the three-team deal. Apparently, Danny Ainge had no idea he was helping the Lakers trade for Luka Doncic. He had 30 minutes to decide if he was going to be included. So I mean, thoughts on the whole thing?
First of all, it just shows you how little people know about the NBA. Oh, my God, I'm still exasperated. Okay, Brian Windhorst, you can like him, hate him, think he's just a meme. I think Windhorst said it best. He goes, he shredded Luka after game three of finals. Yeah, shredded him. After, and he was on the floor in Dallas. He goes, answer me this. Why? I got ripped by fans. I got ripped by the media. No one from the team said a word.
And he we know that teams like to listen to what we say.
When you firebomb Luka Doncic courtside, and he's there for the next two games of the finals. Look, the guy's rocking about 275 right now. Loves the booze. Won't listen to rehab assignments. The team believes he keeps getting hurt because he won't listen and won't. Hey, here's an idea. They don't want to hand a bad employee $350 million. Oh, but Luka willed them to the finals where he couldn't move. And we're living in a time of Zion, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, unavailable. Unavailable, unavailable. Three players who don't take stuff seriously. Then you factor in the Mavericks have a deep relationship with Anthony Davis. They wanted a unicorn four. They're the second best team in the West that's currently constructed. They have two of the best defensive centers in the league in Lively and Daniel Gafford. You add AD, you get a 3-and-D in Max Christie. You have Kyrie, for better or for worse. The point I'm making is, yes, Luka could be a lot of things. But if Luka doesn't change who he is, and by the way, everything you hear is he's a complete pain in the ass to deal with. I at least understand what they were doing. Now, if it doesn't work, they're all dead. they're all going to be launched into the sun. But I'm sorry. Like, are you going to handle? And oh well, why didn't they shop them? If I had to hear Costa say that one more time, my head was going to explode. They didn't want draft picks, Jim. They don't need picks in 2029. They're trying to win now. Shop them for who? How many unicorn ADs are out there? Including the fact Anthony Davis waived his trade kicker to go to Dallas to keep him under the luxury tax. Nico Harrison knew him from his days at Nike. Shop him where? What are you going to do, trade him to New Orleans? Len Lucas people are going to go, I ain't signing there. You shop players in the NFL, price goes up. NBA, it's a back alley deal.
Maybe they finalize the Atlanta trade and ship him back for Trae Young.
The point I'm making is, as splendid as Luka can be, there are some serious concerns. And guess what? His employer didn't want to hand him the better part of $400 million. What am I going to say? The guy looks like he ate Luka Doncic. He's 275 pounds. Do a side-by-side, rookie year and Santa Claus, the movie, Tim Allen. There's skinny Scott Ridley, and then there's Santa Scott Ridley. I'm sorry.
What are you apologizing to me for?
Oh, because if you have this opinion and you're not bringing a Luka coffin to the arena and crying like a bitch, how could they do this? I don't know. Look around the league. These supermaxes are death unless the player's committed.
Why didn't they shop?
Shut up, Jim!
But Mike, why didn't they?
They could have got more if they.
Right. They could have got another point guard. It's like people are just so. Yeah, you're right. Wembanyama was on the board. You're right. Goulet.
You are exactly right.
They should have held out for Bronny, I think.
Nailed it.
Bronny.
And the motorcycle sidecar. Nailed it.